Hi, I'm Kate Boyle, and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Each week, I'll be bringing you health information from diet and lifestyle to movement and nutrition. My aim is to bring you bite-sized pieces of information that you can instigate into your everyday life to change your health. Hi everyone, I'm Kate Boyle and welcome to the Mind Movement Health podcast. Do you need to get your mojo back? Well, you're in the right place because that's what we're going to be chatting about today is how we can get that motivation back and really feel that we've got it all together and rocking it. Now, there are a few different ways and, you know, sometimes life just gets in the way and we lose our motivation. You know, with everything, I'll keep saying it in my podcast, you know, this whole COVID-19, it's come and it's sticking around a lot longer, I think, than most of us thought. And being at home all the time, having all these restrictions put on us can really affect our motivation. It can, you know, get us down. It can cause anxiety. It can cause us extra stress, which are all things that are going to contribute to us feeling a little bit more down in the dumps and not feeling very motivated to look after ourselves. So let's flip that all on its head and let's just go through some things that might help you to get out of a funk that you might be in or just give you some help and support to get moving again and really look after you because that's the most important thing. Now, one thing I love to do and I love to suggest to people is to write a thrive list. Now, what that means is I want you to just take 10 minutes, I want you to go sit down somewhere quiet, grab a notebook and a pen or a piece of paper, and I want you to write down what are the fundamental things you need to thrive. Now, we're not talking about you need expensive holidays and you need a gorgeous house and, you know, 100 new outfits. I want you to go back and just think of the really simple things that you need to get or do to make you feel amazing. Now, I know for me, a couple of those are just finding time to myself. So a big thing is to me and just with my personality is that I need some time where it's just me. And that might be the time when I'm going for a walk. I've been having lots of baths in lockdown, which I also really like too. Two for one, because I like the hot water and soaking, but then I also get that time to myself. But just writing down what those fundamental things are for you to thrive. So as I said, for me, it's having time to myself. It's prioritizing time for exercise, and it's also making sure that I really nourish my body with good, healthy food. Now, a couple of other things that may help you, and another thing that I like to do as well is to create a routine. Things are all out of whack at the minute, and that gets really hard. But even if you're working at home, you can start to create a routine, which is going to help you give that motivation to get moving, eat healthier, and give you mojo back. Now, that may routine you might look at trying to organize to fit in some exercise first thing in the morning, whether or not that's just a gentle stretch session or you get out for a walk, then making sure that you have a healthy breakfast to start your day. And then you might want to, you know, spend some time, you might do a meditation or some reading or some journaling, or make sure you have that morning cup of coffee or call a loved one. Whatever it is, creating routines can really help us. Just like kids, we thrive off routines. It gives us that sense of familiarity, so then it creates that stability and balance that we need to really feel that we're thriving. So even though your routine can look different right now, there's some parts of your routine that can look the same. And a few of those are making sure that you do fit your exercise in. So I know a lot of us have sort of tied our exercise before to the gym. So, you know, we might say we're going to have a goal that we want to go to the gym 5 times a week. Now, I want you to sort of think away from that, and rather than tying your exercise to a place, I want you to say, I'm going to move my body 5 times a week. So you've really made your commitment to yourself and to moving your body rather than tying it into a gym, because where we are right now, we can't all get to those gyms. So even with those goals, you can probably tie those goals or just rephrase them just a little bit differently to make them work for you right now. Another thing I love to do, and as you know, I'm a big advocate for, is moving your body every day. 20 to 30 minutes, I want you to move. I want you to sweat when you can. Okay, sweating helps to detoxify our bodies, helps to push out any of the waste from our bodies that our bodies don't need, but our excess chemicals will come out in that sweat as well. So again, even if you're suffering from PMS and we want to get rid of excess estrogen, sweating is one of the great ways to do that. There are so many benefits of getting a sweat up, and I know most of us don't like getting a sweat up, or that feeling of having a sweat up, but again, it is so beneficial for us. And your sweat, you don't have to get your sweat up every day. So when I say moving our bodies, I mean you can move them gently. So you could just be stretching and mobilizing them. So really looking after your joint health and your muscle movement. So, you know, we can't have a healthy body if our joint range is restricted. So if you find that even just sort of sitting down and getting down into a chair and getting up, that that's painful, then it's kind of giving you, your body's giving you those cues that you need to do some work on improving your joint mobility. Even things like, you know, going into a squat or getting down and up and off the floor, those sorts of things we want to try to maintain and do as much as we can because they're functional activities. We need to bend down to get into your washing machine or empty the dishwasher, and we need to be able to reach up and hang the washing out, and we need to use one side of our body when we're vacuuming. So even just those sort of basic cleaning and functional activities that we need to do around the house require a certain level of joint mobility and muscle mobility. And so that's what we want to encourage. So even if you don't want to get your sweat up every day, just encouraging more movement more often. I was listening to another podcast with a specialist that was talking about how much we spend of our day outside. And I was kind of shocked to sort of find that out of our total, if you want to have a guess, out of 100% of our day, what percentage would you think we spend outside? We only spend 6% outside. That's not a lot, not a lot at all. So if you think for the 24 hours within your day, you know, 6% of that were outside. And, you know, we do have lives now that are spent more inside with work, okay. Also, we're restricted now where we have to stay at home during this pandemic, but that stats just in general. So I encourage you to get outside as much as you can too, just so that you can get that sunlight, soak up that vitamin D, connect with nature. So they all have positive benefits on your physical and your mental health. There's been so many studies with that. So where you can enjoy your exercise outside, you can get interaction with other people that way too, even if it's just a wave because we're all wearing face masks right now. They're all just really positive benefits for exercising and getting outside. Okay, let's move on to our sleep. So sleep is a big part of getting our mojo back and prioritizing our sleep and really making sure that we try to maximize and get great sleep is something that we can all do. Doesn't cost us anything. It just means that we have to go to bed a little bit earlier. So I'm raining on your parade. I'm going to tell you to turn your Netflix off if you can, or like me, I've just invested in a pair of blue blocking glasses. Now I've only been wearing them for a few days, so I can't comment on their effectiveness quite yet. Give me another week or two and then we'll see how we go. But essentially the blue blocking glasses is blocking the blue light waves. So when you're watching TV or you're using your phone and you're getting light emitting energy from that, then they can interrupt those waves of light can interrupt your sleep. And that's where the blue blocking glasses can come in. They block those interrupting waves of light that interrupt your sleep, and they help you to get a better night's sleep. It means that your body can produce melatonin because your melatonin production is interrupted from that light as well. So I'll let you know how I go and what my verdict is, but yes, blue blocking glasses are a way if you do want to watch your Netflix or read on your phone that you can help to just reduce the effects of that light on your sleep. Other great sleep practices may be not eating too much food before we go to bed. So making sure that we're not over full and that our digestion has to work overtime, making sure that your room is nice and cool, that you've got a comfortable place to sleep. You might want to do some sleep rituals or have a sleep routine. So maybe, you know, you might have a nice cup of sleepy time tea or a nice warm bath. Okay, lots of different things that you can try. Another great thing to think about too is how much alcohol that you're consuming, because that will give you interrupted sleep. And I'm sure you felt it before. If you have one glass of alcohol, that won't tend to interrupt your sleep too much. But as soon as you tip over more than one glass, then you'll probably find that you wake up not feeling quite refreshed. So great things, pick a bedtime, okay, ideally before that sort of 10:30, 11 p.m. mark, because our bodies do a lot of amazing repair work and cellular repair work between the hours of 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. So another reason to get some great sleep during that time. And then just the benefits of waking up and feeling refreshed, feeling like you have energy in your day, which is going to give you more motivation to feel like you can be more productive, whether or not that's in your work, around the house, more motivated to go outside and exercise, enjoy spending time with your kids and your family, whatever it may be, that feeling of sort of waking up and sort of feeling like, oh my, I feel really good, just gives you that power to just do amazing things. So definitely embrace that and do get some great sleep. Now, a different sort of concept I also want you to think about is treating your food like it's medicine. Now, what I mean by that is we want to eat a really healthy diet. And you've heard me chat about it before. We're going back to whole foods, minimal processing, lots of fruits and veggies, get our nuts and seeds and healthy grains in where we can, okay? Really trying to avoid any food intolerances or foods that are going to cause inflammation, like sugar and processed foods that can cause issues maybe potentially with our gut lining or our hormones. So really trying to get back to that nice, healthy diet. Now, what I'm touching on with that sort of using food as medicine is the field of nutrigenomics. Now, what that is it's learning about what foods or different types of foods food will communicate with our DNA, but we're looking at how that food can either contribute to our health or contribute to disease. So if you think about the messages that your food might be sending, if you're eating a hamburger and a fries and a soft drink, think about the sort of messages that that food is sending to your body while you're consuming that. Then think about the messages that that food will be sending if you're eating a lovely piece of wild-caught salmon with a salad of different vegetables with oils, great oil, olive oil on top. You can just see how the nutrients from one meal, that salmon and salad meal, how it's going to be processed and used very differently than the nutrients or lack of nutrients that you might get from the hamburger, the fries, and the soda. So this is definitely an emerging field, but scientists are doing more and more research on this, and I think it's really fascinating because the way that a food is made up, and you can say salmon, for instance, and the omega-3s that the salmon possess, our body will utilize that very differently, even comparison to the omega-3s that you get from chia seeds. So I think the stats, don't quote me on this 100%, but it's more than five times, you're more than five times more likely to absorb and really utilize the omega-3s from the fish than you are from the chia seeds. So just being aware of those simple food swaps that we can make and thinking that if I needed to eat food like I was eating medicine, so eating food for health to keep me as healthy as I can be, what type of foods are going to be beneficial for that? So just an interesting topic to sort of start exploring and thinking about. But I you know, I use this with my kids and I sort of say to them, you know, if we're eating avocado, you know, what's that going to be? How's our body going to be feeling? And they'll often, you know, sort of say that our tummy will be smiling or our body will be smiling. And then if we said something like, you know, what is it like when it's eating fries, then they sort of think about that a little bit differently. So we're not teaching that different foods are good and different foods are bad because food is just food, but we're just being a little bit more aware of the nutrients we get from food and how that interacts with the body and how we can really utilize that to our advantage to live a healthier life. Now, my last sort of tip and help to getting your mojo back is prioritizing your self-care. So we want to create a balance within our diet. We really want to be, again, looking at that sort of 80-20, just as I said, limiting processed foods, looking at ways that we can really nurture ourselves. So whether or not that may be adding meditation into your day to help balance your stress levels, eating great food, moving our body, okay, all of the things that we've sort of mentioned can come back to self-care. But sometimes it's just the little things. So it might just be taking that time out for 10 minutes to have a cup of green tea and just chill out and read a magazine. Or it can be a little bit bitter. Maybe it's just going to have that massage that you know is really beneficial for releasing your muscles and giving you that time to really look after your body. So I think we like to all look after our bodies a little bit differently. And we sort of all find that filling our cup up, you know, can take various forms. Maybe it's seeing the sunrise in the morning. Maybe it's doing your Pilates or your yoga workout. Maybe it's going for a run. Whatever it is, just finding that time and really prioritizing that self-care. I know as a mum and from personal experience that we tend to put, and as women as well, we tend to put a lot of other people's needs before our own. And I even know within my business, I love my clients so much that if somebody asks me to do an extra class, I'll be like, oh, yes. And then I'll be like, oh, can I actually handle an extra class? So, you know, just little things like that, saying no when we need to say no and, you know, saying it nicely and maybe explaining why, but setting some of those boundaries can be really great too as part of your self-care and something that some of us may need to work on as well. It doesn't just happen overnight. It can be a slow process. So really thinking about what you need for your self-care and going back to that Thrive list that I was talking about at the start of the podcast, so referring back to that, that Thrive list is going to show you what you need to be the best version of you to be able to feel motivated and happy and able just to tackle anything within your day. So looking after yourself is really important in all those different ways. Alrighty, guys, I hope all those tips gave you some ideas of getting your mojo back, of keeping you motivated. As always, please reach out to me on the podcast. If you can follow us at My Movement Health, please share and like this and tell your friends, and I'd be very appreciative of that as well. Have a fantastic week, and I'll see you again soon on the podcast. Thanks for listening into the podcast. Please hit subscribe to be updated for each time we release a new podcast.